Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. Today I am hosting solo because my co-host Lisa Davis is feeling under the weather, so I want to send her some love and healing vibes. I know you're listening, Lisa, so I hope you feel better soon. Now let's start the show. My husband is really simple when it comes to his skincare regimen, and if you saw our bathroom, you'd see that his countertop is completely empty, and mine is jam-packed with skincare products. So today I'm excited to talk to beauty expert David Pollack because I really want to understand, David, do men need skincare products? And if they do they need as many as we do?
Well, hello to everybody, and I'm sorry we're missing Lisa today. But you ask a great question because I often run into guys that sit there and say, you're in the beauty business, I don't use any beauty products. And I started laugh because I say, you don't use any at all? And their response is, no, don't use any. But I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning, I'm going to surprise you, I shaved. There's a shave cream. That's one. I then got, jumped in the shower and I used a liquid body wash. I then used a shampoo, a hair conditioner. I got out. I used an aftershave. I used a styling pomade. These are all beauty products. They're all considered personal care products. So men don't even realize they're using them. So one, yes, all of us men need beauty products. Antiperspirant. I'll tell you a surprising one, toothpaste. So all of these are part of our personal care regimen, our beauty regimen. Okay. So, and actually, I even want to get into some tips for men on shaving that they may not even realize. But if you're using all these products, you're all about health. You talk about the scary seven in foods, but let's talk about the scary seven and a lot of those ingredients that actually carry over into the beauty products men are using. So you got to ask yourself, are there harmful chemicals in shave cream? That can't be. And guys, I hate to tell you, it definitely is. And for you ladies that sit there and buy these products for the men and are buying them as Christmas gifts coming up next week, you may be giving toxic gifts here. And you need to learn to look at the label just like you do on food. I mean, do you look at food labels? You look at food labels, right?
I mean, we look at food labels all the time, and I love that you're saying that because it tends to, if according to the statistics, 90% of the shoppers or 95% of the shoppers are women, right? So I love the fact that this gives men an opportunity to really take some control and, to look at the products that they're putting into and onto their bodies. Because a lot of the times, David, and you could correct me, a lot of the time men look to their other half or their female in their life to help buy products for them. Or is that not the case when it comes to men's products? I mean, in my house, my husband does buy his own products, but I don't know what the general statistic would be.
I will tell you, I'm a smart man, so the first thing I know is never correct a woman. So I won't correct you.
No, please do, because I do want to know.
You are correct. The women are the ones who buy it. Us guys are lazy. We'll grab what's easiest on the shelf, and often we get confused and don't know what to buy. We're like a deer in headlights when it comes to those shelves. I, fortunately, because I'm a chemist, know what to look for, but the average guy does not. So you ladies need to look out for us. So first of all, take a look at the labels of anything you're going to buy. Look at the labels of his favorite products that are in the bathroom right now that you've been buying for him. And make sure it doesn't contain any glycols or PEGs. Those are cancer-causing chemicals. Glycols or PEGs. Let's keep going. Anything with the letter ETH in it at the end of it, meaning like a lauryl sulfate, and you're going to find that in almost every shave cream on the market. And I'm going to tell you how to get around that in a minute, but almost every shave cream on the market has it. That's a cancer-causing chemical. Look at their body wash. You're going to find the same thing and same in shampoo. Okay, so you want to avoid some of these things. Synthetic fragrance, synthetic dyes. You talk about flavoring all the time. In our industry, fragrance is just as scary because you can hide all kinds of things in it. Okay, you don't want to use a foaming shave cream. Now, that may surprise a lot of people.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. Foam is just created from the soap. Soap is drying to the skin. It disrupts the natural pH of the skin. It strips the skin of its natural lipids or protective barrier. It actually creates a barrier between the blade and the skin, so you actually are going to have more nicks and cuts. So what you want to do is get a shave cream that does not foam, more of a lotion-based type of cream that leaves the skin very hydrated, doesn't create a barrier between the blade and the skin. You're going to get a lot smoother shave, less cuts, and your skin is actually going to look better very quickly. So you want to get them the perfect gift that's going to keep them looking younger longer so you stay interested? Get a non-foaming shave cream.
I love that you're saying that, because you know, I never really thought about it, because I know when it comes to shampoo, and again, that's why I look to you, David, as our expert when it comes to anything to do with body care. And you know, we always think, don't use shampoo that has sodium lauryl sulfate in it, because that's what makes it, you know, foam. And I never thought of it about it when it comes to shaving cream, because it's the same thing. So it's the, like you said, ends in ETH,
so
that's what's causing
lauryl.
Them to foam, right?
Sodium and ammonium lauryl sulfate, so you'll find them on the shelf, but also Loreth. But two different ingredients.
Okay.
The one, especially with the ETH, is the cancer-causing ones. And so then go further. I'm going to surprise you. It's in your toothpaste. There's very few toothpastes on the market that do not contain it. And they have a trick in the trade. They put it on the box, so you throw it away. So when you run in there right now, when we're done listening with the show, you go in and look. It's not going to be on the tube. You've got to look when you go shopping next and make sure your toothpaste does not contain anything with a Loreth sulfate.
Whoa, wait a second, that's unbelievable. So you're telling me that companies could put it on the box but not on the actual product, because a lot of toothpastes have the ingredients on the actual toothpaste itself.
No, they do not. I'll argue that with you. I told you I wouldn't correct you, but I have to. It actually lists it lists the OTC
active ingredient. Well, maybe my natural ones,
ingredient.
Though. You know what?
Your natural
ones. You know what? My natural
might.
Ones.
Okay.
That,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Then you got me. Then you got me. But the majority of mainstream toothpaste, the big brands that a lot of people trust, okay, they do not. They list the active because it's required by the government, because it's an active because it's considered an OTC drug, and that would be fluoride you're going to see, or triclosan. Triclosan, the government is about to regulate because it's been all the hand wash. We're finding all kinds of problems with it, so you want to avoid it. But my point is, the rest of the ingredients are not on that tube. So look on the box when you go shopping.
You know, that's, you make such a good point. To be honest with David, I have not bought a conventional toothpaste in, I don't know, 15 years. So I wouldn't even know. I just know my naturals that have it. But that's a really good point.
Okay.
And you know, what upsets me the most is when you see, you know, these young kids who come to, you know, when my friends have sleepovers and they come over and they bring their, like, you know, SpongeBob or Dora or whatever it is, toothpaste that has all these bright colors in it, and their mouthwash. I mean, it spans, I mean, not only adult, but kids products too. So I love that we're talking about this.
It does. And let me go further, because I'm going to bring us back to men's products, because us men, we don't pay attention. And that's true. I'll admit it's laziness, at least on my part. Okay. But then take a look at an aftershave. A lot of guys don't use it. The typical aftershave when I was younger, so I'm going to say in the 70s and 80s, was more of an alcohol based. It was a splash. And that dried out the skin. And that's old school. What today, the new technologies, is a gel type of cream. So it looks like a cream, but it acts like a gel. And what it's going to do is moisturize the skin and deliver anti-aging properties, but it's an aftershave. A lot of guys aren't going to use a moisturizer. We're not going to use a woman's moisturizer, but we will use an aftershave. So you ladies can trick us by finding an aftershave that does just that. And as you know, one I worked on is our Pure Attitude Shave Cream and Aftershave Set. Matter of fact, it's on special for Christmas. It has been flying out the warehouse, everybody getting it for the holidays. But again, it's a lotion-based shave cream. And then it's followed with an anti-aging aftershave balm, and everybody's just going nuts over it.
So, David, I mean, you know, we have about a minute left. So, what would you say? So, if you know, people are out there, they want to buy a great gift for the men in their lives. What would you say would be the top 3 to 5 products that they should look at going to buy? And you know, we talked about the ingredients to avoid, but what would be those great products? I know just to sum it up for us, because we talked about a lot.
I would go put a basket together and put in some nice, something that's going to be a nice experience. So a lotion-based shave cream, an aftershave with anti-aging properties to it, an eye cream, because a lot of guys don't know how to buy it, but trust me, as we start seeing the wrinkles, we know they're there,
like
as much
that.
As we'll deny it, okay?
Yeah.
So you want to go those three items, definitely. How about a nice body wash, and maybe even a hair and body wash in one, so it's time-saving, because us guys cheat and use it for both. And then a nice body lotion, and if you ladies pick it out, we're going to trust it. It'll be a nice experience, and you want to make sure they don't contain the toxic ingredients. And like I mentioned, they can go to our website. We've got it on sale, the complete kit I just mentioned, at pureattitude.com. Or, you know, when you go to the store, look for one that's just going to be a nice experience.
I love that, David. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Oh, I have a blast every time. I can't wait to be back.
Thank you. And that'll be very soon, I'm sure. So I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who unfortunately isn't here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, at Naturally Savvy, and at Andrea Donsky. Thanks for listening. Stay well.